This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Protections for long-distance passenger train routes, like the Southwest Chief, are gaining steam in Congress. This comes after a failed attempt 6 years ago to replace sections of the route in southern Colorado with a bus line. Sean Jeans-Gale at the Rail Passengers Association says the protections will help, but the biggest threat to the trains is time.
We're racing the clock here.
That's because, Jeans-Gale says, with years of deferred maintenance and upgrades, many of the trains and cars are on their last leg.
So you're going to just see shorter trains, less seats. That obviously reduces the financial performance of these trains. And then you're the frog in the boiling water.
Amtrak has also asked Congress this year for hundreds of millions of dollars to address backlogs in the system. Mesa County has joined Garfield County in asking Governor Polis for relief from laws and regulations that are required by the state without additional funding. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
County Commissioner Bobby Daniel says she's not against the goals of the mandates, including reducing greenhouse gas emissions and improving police accountability. But she says enforcing the rules is too expensive for her largely rural county.
These are just real costs that I want our legislative body and our governor to be aware we can't keep doing this as local governments. We can't go on this trajectory anymore.
The estimated cost of each unfunded mandate is available on Mesa County's website. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Central Front Range, high temperatures are generally in the low 80s today.